Sagt die Gemara, daf chof omer alef, de tappe de omet. Boi minea bai mi rabbe. Chotzer she roishe nichnas lebein apasin mahu letaltel mitoicha lebein apasin umibein apasin letoicha. If you have a chotzer, that the opening of the chotzer opens up into the area of bein apasin, into the area that you have the bar, which is considered a reshus hayochid, because of the diumdin, the pasin, that you have around the bar. So the chotzer directly opens up into the bein apasin. So would one be able to carry from his chotzer into the Bein HaPasin? After all, the Bein HaPasin is considered Rishus HaYochid, that we made a special takana for Oil Regolim. So would I be able to carry into the Bein HaPasin and from the Bein HaPasin back into my Chotzer? Now, firstly, the heter of Oil Regolim is for Behemoth Oil Regolim. So possibly we're discussing the heter for Behemoth Oil Regolim, meaning things that I need for the animals. Buckets and pails or things that I need to in order to quench the thirst of the animals, I'm allowed to bring it from the Chotzer to the Bein HaPasin. That's some Rishonim say. The Ritva says that once there's a het of Oil Regolim, so then it's mutter even Letzarech Odom. So we're talking about Stam. I'm allowed to take and carry into the Chotzer, even if it's not from the Chotzer into the Bein HaPasin, even if it's not relevant to Oil Regolim. Once the fact there's a het of Oil Regolim, Bein HaPasin, it becomes mutter L'chol Odom. That's a Machlokes Rishonim. To what extent? But what's the Gemara's question? Do we say that the Chotzer now that's open into the Bein HaPasin, being that there's no real diurin, the Ritva explains the Gemara's Sofik as follows. Being that Bein HaPasim is at the end of the day, it's considered a mechitzes, it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, so mainly you have to have an Erev Chatzeris between the two Chatzeris. Who are the two inhabitants? The Oil Regolim, that's Ishtamshes of the Oil Regolim, together with me in my Chotzer, so I need an Erev Chatzeris in order to carry there. Or no, since there's no real diurin, it's not really that they're living over there. They're just being mishtamish over there. So it's like Rishus HaYochid without diurin. A Rishus HaYochid without diurin maybe doesn't need an Erev. And that's the Sofik of the Gemara. Is the Ishtamshes of the Oil Regolim make it that it requires an Erev Chatzeris between two Chatzeris? That you have to be Ma'arev Bepas to make it like one? So do we say that the Ishtamshes of the Oil Regolim, it's Rishus HaYochid, and the Ishtamshes makes it a Mokim diurin? Or do you know it's only Ishtamshes and it doesn't make it into Mokim diurin? Zog the Gemara, Omalei Mutter. It's Mutter. Zog Rashi, don't lack the urine. That's the other side of the Sofik. There's no real diurin. There's only Ishtamshes. There's no diurin Ben Apasim to Aser on the Bneach, on the person that's living in the Chotzer. So Melech Zah considered that I'm carrying, Zog Rashi, Mishusa Lishus Chaveroi. There is no Rishus Chaveroi. Ishtamshes is not called the Mokim diurin. That's why it's Mutter. Zog the Gemara, Shtayimai. What if you have two chatzeres that open up into a Bein HaPasin? But between the two chatzeres is a mechitza b'neim. Zog Rashi, shtayim mai, shtayim zu etzazu, mechitza b'neim. So there's no entrance between the two chatzeres from one to another. V'shtein roisham Bein HaPasin. And both of them, their opening is into the Bein HaPasin. So omale oser. Over here, you're not allowed to be mitaltel from the chotze into the Bein HaPasin. Because here you already have two diurin inhabitants that are using the Bein HaPasin, two real diurin, two chatzeres, and the area between them is not taking place between the two chatzeres because it's a mechitza b'nein. The only entrance and opening to one another is through the Bein HaPasin. So Zog Rashi also letalta mitochel Bein HaPasin can find time Ravuna, like Ravuna is going to say, and the Gemara is going to explain why. Because over here, the only way that you can be ma'arev, that you can have the pass of this Erev Chatzeres, or Shitufim Mevois, if you call this Bein HaPasin a Mavui, in front of the Chotzer, is only through the Bein HaPasin itself. That's how it's accessible, the Erev that they're making between one another. Well, the Bein HaPasin is not a proper Mavui. It's breached on all four sides. Zog di Gemara, Omalei Oser. Om Ravuna, Shtayim Asurin, Vafilu Irvu. And Ravuna explains, even if you made an Erev, let's say there was an Erev in the back of the Mechitza, between the two Chatzeres was a Mechitza in the back, that there was a window that you can make an Erev between them. It's still going to be Osa, Afilu Irvu. Gzeir Hashem Yoimu, people will say, Eruv Moyel Bein HaPasin, that an Erev, a common Erev between two Chatzeres, can work between Bein HaPasin, and Bein HaPasin is not a Mokum to make the Erev. Zog Rashi, Ravuna says it's also afilu irvu derech haPesach shebemechitza. Even if there's a window by the mechitza between the two chatzeres shebeneim, the hashtachadinenu it might be one. V'loy also nadodi still asus letalta mitochel Bein HaPasin gzeira shemayoyimru erev moil Bein HaPasin. People will think that an erev helps between the Bein HaPasin l'shatav chatzeres. How do you combine two chatzeres through a Bein HaPasin? Yachad sharoya oisin metalten. People see them carry, think that mitochel Bein HaPasin lo yoda diyesh pesach beneim. He doesn't know there's a window in the back of the mechitza between the two chatzeres that the ma'arev between over there, v'sova, and the person assumes, hi deloy osra na'adodi, the reason why it's muta, is Toich ben apasin, kishash techatzeres, hapsuch le mavui. Usually it's also if you open to a mavui, unless you make a shittu mevois, is because the also loitzim mevoyu, elem kenishtatfu. There must have been a shittu mevois between the ben apasin, between them. Hochanami, pshum de nos neguven ben apasin. They must have created an error between the ben apasin that combines the two chatzeres as one. Leshatev kishitu sham mavui. Vosel le mishre, and they'll come to be matir, lahachnez loitzim ben apasin lechatzeres. Kileka pesach benein. And they'll come to matir even if there's no real pesach benein. Over here, in essence, is a Pesach between the Chatzeres behind Bar Mechitza. But people don't know that. They'll think that it's done because of the Ben HaPasin. That's the Shittu between them. And in the future, they might come to be Matir, two Chatzeres that have a Mechitza between them, with an Erev only taking place through Ben HaPasin. That doesn't help. Zogt Rashi, the Chitikinu Rabbonis Shittu Mevois, when it's Shittu Mevois helps, when it's a proper Mavui, the Mavui Sosum Tikun, V'orka Yesal Rochvoi, it has to be the criteria of a Mavui. Orka Yesal Rochvoi, closed on three sides, but over here it's Mefulish, La'abar Tzodin, here it's breach on all four sides. Ben HaPasin is Pasi Birois. So that, if that's going to be looked upon as the Mokum that's Meshat of the Erev, they'll come to be Matir, a type of two chatzeres that open into a mavui, even this type of mavui, which is not a real shittu mevois because it's open on all four sides. And they won't know that really there's a pesach between the mechitzas in the back and between the two chatzeres. So even if they made an erev, zogt avunetz osa, gzeres shem yoimu, erev moyo lebein apasin. The Rashba says that the chashash is they'll come to be matir in an erev, even in the place of poets mubal oimet without pasi birois. Stamazoi. They'll say, look, it works over here. So it works even in the place of poets mubal oimet. That type of movi. So akuponim, that's why it's a gzeri, even if there is a erev in the back between the chatzeris, between the mechitza, there's a window, but they'll think that the erev is taking place between the ben apasin. Rav Omar no, erev mutter. If there was an erev, if they actually made an erev, then it's takam mutter. Because if they made an erev, because since they made a Zagrashi and Erev Derech HaPesach Shebeneim, it's one Rishus, and he's not goes, it is Gzeira that will come to think that an Erev helps between Ben HaPasin. So the way the Ritva explained the first Bayin in the Gemara was, when you have one Chotzer open to Ben HaPasin, is the Ishtamshes of the Oile Regolim considered Diyurin or not? So he said that's Mutter. That's called an Ishtamshes, that's not called a Diyurin, so you don't need an Erev. Shtayim, where it is already considered Diyurin, so now the question is, could you be mishtatef? It's taka diurin, two people, but the hishtatfus that's ben apasin, that would be problematic. Or there's a gzera otu that you'll think that you're allowed to be mishtatef ben apasin. And Chazinish explains that the Gemara's kash of shtayim mai is that there was a tzat to say that by shtayim it won't help an erev because there are diurin of the oily regolim. If that type of diurin that they're mishtamish over there, that would aser on the bnei chotzer even by shtayim. So we're saying, no, Kamashmon, it's not. But we see, Zogt Chazanish, that the urine that aser don't have to be bailim. You don't have to be have a Kenyan moment. You don't have to be a bailis, a moment that can bailim. Because the oily regolim don't have any claim on the ben apasim. There's no monetary claim. Just they have an ishtamshes over there. So we see that the urine that would aser do not have to be people that actually have a bailis on the place. That means if you have the yuin that asks in a question of Erev Chatzeres, they don't have to have a monetary kinyan over here. The fact that they have the yuin over here, that would be considered enough to ask us. So we're saying, or the regolim is not called the yuin, it's only ishtamshes. But if they would have been considered the yuin, Zogt Chazanish, then we see the yuin doesn't have to be a momentizdik of the yuin. As long as you have a yuin through being there, that would be enough to ask by Erev Chatzeres. So we have a machlokes Rav Huna and Rava. Rav Huna says by shtayim, even irvu it's osir because of gzera, they'll say that erev helps ben apasin. And Rava says irvu is mutter, we're not going to this gzera. Omale abay l'rova, tanya mesey alachabinu raya to you that an erev works between two chatzeres, even if it's in front of ben apasin. As long as there's an erev in the back between the mechitza between the two chatzeres, chotzer shegoyish echad nichlas ben apasin. If you have one opening of the chotzer opens ben apasin, mutar latalta mitoichel ben apasin. You're allowed to carry from the chotzer into the ben apasin. Ben apasin latoicho. That's by one person because one person there's no diurin by the ben apasin. That's only other regolim. Aval shtayim is also when is shtayim also by medvav mushal irvu when there was no erev between them. Aval irvu mutorin. So we see clearly a raya like Rava that irvu is mutorin. So Gemara lemitav tuf to the Rav Huna. The reason why over there it's mutter is because there was hadron ve'irvon, meaning that the mechitza between two chatzeres was broken open and it was a clearly defined opening between the two chatzeres. No one is going to make a gzera and think that the erev is taking place between the bein hapasin. We see clearly between the two chatzeres that the mechitza has a window, a clear opening, a door. So a mele it's hadron ve'irvon. So a mele there's no gzera even a kon kravuna when it's clearly visible that they're being ma'ar between the two chatzeres and they're not utilizing between the bein hapasin. So the gzera falls off. So drashi hadron ve'irvon. Everyone sees it's clearly one rishus. A new question. This was the last bayit we had before in the bayis, the simon of Yovsho. If let's say you have a regular pasi birois and the mechitzas that we allowed are the four-cornered, L-shaped, 45-degree angle mechitzas of an amah, the diumdin. If let's say the water inside the well dried up, mahu, what's the din in this mokum? Is this mokum still a mokum that you're allowed to carry or not? Because it had the heta of pasi birois. Omalei, klum nasis mechitz ela b'shul mayim. The whole reason why this called a mechitz is because of the water. Be'etzem it's parts move ala oimid. Why do we call this a mechitza? Because of the heta of oil regalim, that because they want to draw water, that creates and makes us into a mechitza. Zog the mother, it's only because of the mayim. So mayim enkan, mechitza enkan. Once the water dried up, there is no mechitza. We don't look at four corners, four 45-degree angles in the corners, 10 amas away from one another, as a mechitza. It's only a shame mechitza because of the mayim. So mayim enkan, mechitza enkan. Factasis, avagav da abaye islei. We know that abaye holds by shiora, that Shabbos hoyu hutra hutra, that once you had a shiora of three people, and even though one person died on Shabbos, it remains mutter, hoyu hutra hutra. The difference is, you only can say hutra hutra once you have the mechitzas that remain, just the dayorin, you don't have the number that you needed. But once it was mutter, in the beginning of Shabbos, it remains mutter. But if you don't have mechitzas, because if you hear the shame mechitzas because of the mayim makes the diumdin into mechitzas, so then it doesn't start the hoyel v'hutra hutra. You don't say hoyel v'hutra without mechitzas. Tosfos says so the same thing earlier in Daf Tesvav. Without a mechitza, you don't say the whole din of hoyel v'hutra hutra. Masheke b'shiorah, there's mechitzas, just the people are not the same amount like you had in the beginning of Shabbos. Then you say hoyel v'hutra hutra. But if you don't have the mechitza, then avada you don't say hutra on Shabbos, so it remains mutter.
Let's say it dried up on Shabbos, but then it started to rain again, and through the kshomim, it got filled up again.
Zok Rashi, do we say chozru pasin l'teron? Now it goes back to teron rishon to metaltel or not?
Avada, when it's dried up, there's not a question. The boy minei the ma, we asked this question. Who postulated also? We said it's also because my enkan mechitza enkan. So bo nami loy tibayloch. So who then when the water comes back, it's not a question. It's for sure mutter. Why the havele mechitza asuya b'shabes? V'tanya kol mechitza asuya b'shabes. Ben b'shoygig ben b'meizid ben b'oynis ben b'rotzen shmo mechitza. A mechitza that's made on Shabbos doesn't make a difference if it's shoygig or meizid. It's called a mechitza. So over here, when the water comes back, when it rains, that's creating a mechitza. The mechitza is the diumdin. It's only not a mechitza, it's a battle because it was dried up. So the diumdin don't have a shame mechitza. But now that it rained again, it got filled up the bar, so it's shma mechitza. Mechitza nas b'shabes is shma mechitza.
Zog the Gemara v'lav itma alo. Didn't we learn on this din of mechitza nas b'shabes? Omer Nachman lo yishonu ala lizroik. The whole din of shma mechitza is only lizroik. That means the chumra. If someone throws from a reshus ha-yochid, from a reshus ha-rabim, into this area that was a mechitza nas b'shabes, so then you chayev lizroik. But I've added to say that you're allowed to be metaltel a kula of letaltel loy. So Mela, the whole din that you're saying it's a mechitza is not a kula. So why would you say that it's shmo mechitza now and mechitza nas b'shabes the kula letaltel? We only said it the chumra lizroik can be zurek from reshus rabim to it yechayev.
So the more ki itmar the Rav Nachman amazed itmar. Rav Nachman's din was set on mezid. When someone be mezid makes a mechitza, so then we say we're not matil letaltel lekula and only lechumra lizrak yechayev. But over here, when it's b'shoygig, it's not b'mezid. Here, the bo mayim was me'elel. It's more than shoygig. It's even better than shoygig. It's me'elel. It's on its own. It got filled up. So mechitza nasa me'elel. Shmo mechitza b'mezid. We said only lechumra that yechayev. But avada lekula, we're not going to say it. But over here, we're not talking about mezid. So mele Rav Nachman's din is a mezid, and le'olam it's called a mechitza.
The Yeshua's Yankov Bavorans, Tosis before said the mechitza enkan.
when you don't have a mayim, you don't have a mechitza. So we had a kasha, even though Shabbos is hutro, hoyv hutro hutro, and we said over here there's no mechitza, so don't start hutro hutro. Zok the Yeshua's Yankov, he says, by Shabbos it was never hutro. It was only tchuyo. Since it was only tchuyo lo'ilu regolim, it was never a din of hutro. Since it was tchuyo lo'ilu regolim, that for oilu regolim it's dochui, not hutro. So mamela, maybe the whole svara of hutro doesn't apply. The whole kasha of Tais says, I Shabbos hutro hutro, we see by shiur it's hutro. Zok the Yeshua's Yankov, by oilu regolim, the pasi birois was never hutro dekadin. It was a tchuyo dekadin. So now that you don't have mechitza, you can't say hutro hutro. It was a tchuyo dekadin. So it doesn't remain betego rishoin. Now, the gabbai din of asuya mechitza asuya b'shabbos b'mezid over there we're not mekel. So the Rambam in Perek Tezayin Hilchos Shabbos Aluch of Beis, he says mezid that's also doesn't mean I'm doing it b'shat nefesh. Even though I'm shoygig, but I think my intent is in order to be metaltal, that's called mezid. My intent is to create this in order to be metaltal. I don't think yelaru. So that's called mezid. That's mezid doesn't mean mezid mitzad isa. Mezid means because my intent is to build this in order to be metaltal. That's midas, and that would be considered that a mechitza that's nas is not going to be mutter. There are sheets in Rishonim that say that if there was once a mechitza and it fell down and you put it back up, then you do say a svar of chazer l'teir Rishonim. The whole din of mezid loy is when there was no mechitza. Others say that no, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it was a mechitza before, it's also b'mezid to put up the mechitza back up. Now Rashi says the whole reason why mezid is also is v'knosa konsua. It's a knas. Av shoygig is muta, v'anas is me'elel, Koshkein de muta. Over here, it's nasi me'elel through the rain. It's koshkein muta, but it's a knas tika din by mezid. Is mashma without a din knas, the etzim would work if not for the knas. So the Achronim Bavarnib, Shlomi Zalman talks about it. He says, Lemaisa, it's a Maisa Shabbos. Who cares that it wasn't, it's not a knas, we didn't cancel you. Since when are you allowed to be nana from a Maisa Shabbos? It's a Maisa Shabbos that was done. So he says, we see over here that I'm not being nana from the Gufa Dover that was done. I'm not being, there's no Hano, direct Hano. It's because of what you did, so now you're allowed to carry. But it's not a Hano from the item itself. If a person is Oivan Oitzah and he carries something, And so now I carry the key in Rishus Rabim. I'm allowed to be nana from the key. I'm not being nana from the gufa itzah. So that's he discusses if a hanor from a gufa adover is considered a Maisa Shabbos or not. He comes that that's not called a Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos being nana from the Maisa Shabbos. This is an indirect hanor. That's not called a Maisa Shabbos, but only because of a knastic concert, and that's only shaykh by mezid. But mitzad Maisa Shabbos, there won't be an issa.
Zok the Gemara vayta Om Rabbi Lozo hazoyrek. Levein pasi habiro is chayef. If someone throws an item from Rishus Rabim in between the pasi birois, the pasi birois are the four cornered yumdin that are around the bar, you're chayef as if you're zerik from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. Zagma pshita, why shouldn't you be chayef? You're throwing from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. The pasi birois have a din Rishus Yochid. So of course you're chayef. What's a chiddish? Zagma, ilav mechitzi, if it's not a mechitza, hechi mishtayel lemalois. If it's not a mechitza, if the pasibi rois, the yumdim, the one amad yumdim, do not create a rishus yochid, so now how else could you be malamayim from the bar? So it must be it creates a mechitza. So of course you're going to be chayv if you're zayukum shus ram to it. What's the chiddish? So gmol leitzricha, the ovid kein pasibi rois, bishus rabim. That means that there's no actual well over here. You just made the yumdim in the middle of the rishus rabim without a bar in between. So you made the yumdim in the Rishus Rabim, and now you throw from Rishus Rabim between the Pasi Birois, so the Chiddush is Yichayev, even though there is no actual bar over here, but since you have the Pasi Birois, you have this Dumid, you have this corner, 45 degree angle, Amma, that's in the Rishus Rabim, and four corners, so that makes the area in between a Shem Rishus Yochid, and Yichayev and Yizog B'Teicho. You made Kain Pasibirois in the Shusram without a bar. Vizog Lutoicha, Yechayev. Zog the Gemara, Honami Pshita. There's also what's the Chiddush in this. Vashteitzach Yechayev. Obviously, the shame Dumdin creates a shame Bishus Yochid. Otherwise, it wouldn't help to be Malamayim from a bar. So then, what's the Chiddush that you're saying that Yechayev without a bar too? The etzem d'yumdin creates a rishus yochid. So what's the chiddush that you chay when you zoy from rishus rabim between the pasim rois, even if there's no bar? Honami pshita. Why? Ilav de ba'alma mechitzahi gabi bar hechi mishtai lele tatule. If it would not create a mechitza, then you would not be able to draw water from the well. It must be that it creates a mechitza. So it's vayta poshet. Now be'etzem the gemara's kasha is a chiddush because the gemara calls it pshita. The gemara before said, ma'im enkan mechitza enkan. that it's not considered a mechitza if not for the mayim. Even a bor that's dry, it's not considered a mechitza. So over here, when you have pasi birois without a bor at all, without any bor, you're going to tell me it's poshut that it's a mechitza? Before the Gemara said the whole shame mechitza is only because of the mayim. And now we're saying it's poshut that it's a mechitza without a bor. And the Gemara brings a raya why it's poshut that it's a mechitza. Because if not for it being a mechitza, then it wouldn't help for a bor. So it works both directions. It's a tzira for both dinim. On the one hand, it's only a shame mechitza because of the mayim. On the other hand, it has to be a shame mechitza the etzim, otherwise it wouldn't help for mayim. So the tzira for both things, that's the Gemara's kasha. Lamais at the end of the day, it's pshita de yichayev, yezoik mishus ram tushus yochid, even though there's no bor, it's poshut. And that the Gemara says, the chiddush is, even though you have rabbim walking through it, and you have passive guys without a bar in the Rishus Rabbim, with the thoroughfare going through it, people are walking through it, even though people are baki b'rabim, still it's considered Rishus Yochid, even though people walk through it. Zog de Gemara, Umay Komashman, you tell me the Chiddush is that what? The Loi Osi Rabbim Mevatle Mechitza? That Rabbim Anam Mevatle Mechitza? That even though Rabbim walks with it, retains the shame of Shusa Yochid? Ha Omer Rabbi Loza Chadizimni, we noticed it already. Rabbi Loza said that Rabbim Anam Mevatle Mechitza. Sok the Gemara de Tanan, where do we know that Rabbi Loza already said that Rabbim Anam Mevatle Mechitza? State a Mishnah Beferish in Davchov Beis, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Im Hoysa Derech Shuzram Mafsakton, if you have a Pasibi Rois with a bar in between, and you have the masses walking through, there's a thoroughfare going through the Pasibi Rois, so Rabbi Yudah Shita is, Yisakena Litzdodim, you have to tell them to move away, they can't continue walking through the Pasibi Rois, it's Mavata the Shemechitza. However, the Chachom over there in the Mishnah argue, the Chachom Omerim, Ein Etzorich, you don't have to tell them to Misal Litzdodim. People walking through is not mevatel mechitza, and on that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza Dami Tavayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza said on that kan hoydiach on koychan shem mechitzas. The mechitzas are not his battle, even though Rabbim walked through. The koychan mechitzas remain, and it retains the status of a shusa yochid, even though Rabbim walked through. So we see Rabbi Loza already says that Rabbim not mevatel mechitza. So what I have to say this din over here that when you throw between pasi b'rois in a shusa Rabbim without a bar, that even though Rabbim abaki, that it's called a shusa yochid. We know he says it's called a shusa yochid. That's what he says on the sheet of Chachomim. They don't have to miss out good stodim. Zog the Gemara, imi hosom. From there, I would say, have a mina, kan veloy svirale. That means he doesn't really hold of the Chachomim. He's just saying that from Chachomim we see, koyach mechitzas. That mechitzas are not his battle by Rabbi Baki. But himself, who says he holds so? So that's, you have to say, Rabbi Loza's din over here, that has zorek lebein pasi birois yichayev, even though Rabbi Baki. So that's what the Gemara says. Ime hosom have a mina kam alei svirle. Komashulon kan, the sigya by us that's telling us that Yezorg letech pas birois yichayev, that kan vesvirle, that he holds that Rabbim anam avatar mechitza. So Gemara, velei melei ho velei boi hach. So let it just say the sigya of Zorg ben pas birois and yichayev. Why do you have to say that kan adicha kochen shal mechitzas, that mechitza nan is battled by Rabbim Baki? Let him just say that Zorg letech pas birois yichayev. What do you need to tell me? That kan adicha kochen shal chomim. So Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Loza only said it by the tsugi of Zorg Letech Pasi B'Rois Yechayev because Rabbi Anam Mevat L'Shem Mechitza. Chad Michal Chaver Te'itmar, from the Shitz Rabbi Loza that he said so, like Abi Pasi B'Rois, that Yechayev, when you Zorg Letecha, even though there's no bar, because even if Rabbi walk, it's not Mevat L'Shem Mechitza. So from there you can deduce that Chachom Meshita, he would have said, Kan Odiecha Koichan Shem Mechitzas. When Chachom arguing about you to say, you don't have to misal with Sodim, Kan Odiecha Koichan Shem Mechitzas, that's what Rabbi Loza would have said, but he didn't say it over there. It's just Chadim Michal Chaver to Itmar from his sheet over here. We can deduce that's what he holds over there, or that's what his Talmidim would have said. What he would say b'shitas Chachomim that Koichan Shem Mechitzas. On the etzim din that when Yizurik Bein Pasi B'Royis Yichayev, it's considered like he threw from Rishus Ramat to Rishus Yochid, the Tois Chadoshim ask a kasha, may Chetes of the Pasi B'Royis create Rishus Yochid? Maybe Pasi B'Royis only are Mafkir, the Shem Rishus Rabim. But who said it actually creates a Shem Rishus Yochid? Just like we find the Rambam Shita is that Dalad Mechitz is the rice and makes Rishus Yochid, but Gimel Mechitz is Mafkir, the Shem Rishus Rabim. So the same thing over here. Maybe Pasi B'Royis doesn't make Rishus Yochid, it just makes it that it's not a Rishus Rabim. So mainly you can draw the water, but it's not the pshat that it's a Rishus Yochid. So why would Zorg B'Techa B'Chayev as if he threw from Rishus Ram to Rishus Yochid? So the Achayim want to say, what's the word in the Rambam that says that Dalad Mechitz is the Raisa that makes a Rishus Yochid, and Gimel is not a Rishus Yochid, it's just Mafkir Hashem Rishus Rabim. Is the word because the Gimel Mechitz is created Rishus Yochid, or the pshat is the Menias Regal Rabim makes it that it's not a Rishus Rabim? The fact that it's not, you have your Menias the Regal Rabim, that's what makes it into that it's the Hafkov, the Shem Rishus Rabim.
So if the vort is that the minias regular rabbim makes it that it's hafkov the shemishus rabbim, that you don't have by pasibi rois. Pasibi rois is breached on all four sides. So it must be that the pasibi rois create a shemishus yochid. It's not just mafkir the shemishus rabbim. In the Rambam, you can say that gimel mechitzas is not a shemishus yochid, it's just mafkir shemishus rabbim, because over there you talk have minias regal rabbim. Mashenken by pasibi rois, you don't have minias regal rabbim. People are walking through, it's porous bimaluyoi. It's all four sides are breached. So it must be that the pritzas is not pshat. It's mafkir the shemishus rabbim. It must create a shus ayochid because there is no minias regal rabbim. So that's a raya that the etzem pasibi rois is not stam mafkir the shemishus rabbim, but it creates a shemishus ayochid. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid by the two dots daf chof amud aleph.